question here. I do remember it was on the place was from Kibay, which is the Mishnah. So if you look it up in the Mishnah, it's there. I don't know. Maybe I missed it here. And, you know, he asked the Kasha, but he doesn't connect it to Rav Ashi. And the Chayra, Rav Ashi is Rabbi Kiveger's Svara. Rav Ashi says, once you know the Svara is us, then maybe the Svara is something. But one Har, I just want to go backwards on something, a little bit, just to backtrack. Svara Tysus. Because there's one interesting Har of Tysus that Tysus doesn't mention. What does Rav say? Rav says, a tsara saita is patura from chalitza because shame that the tsara is an erva, so the tsara saita is a vada saita. So vada saita is a tsara erva. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, if indeed a saita asers a tsara, so why doesn't the Mishnah count it as one of the arayas? Right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara's answer is that even though a tsara saita is asura, it's not shayach a case of tsaras tsara, because in order to be a tsaras tsara, you have to have a brother that's able to be miyaben the tsara, that answers the other tsara. But since a saita is forbidden for all of the brothers to be miyaben, so memela, the tsaras saita would be forbidden to all of the brothers, so it wouldn't be shayach, the Gemara says, a case of tsaras tsara, and the Mishnah only mentions arayais, which are shayach tsaras tsara, which presuppose that a brother would be permitted. Now, that's what the Gemara says. So Tysus asks a very, very interesting kasha. Tysus says, you know, I'll give you a case where it's shayach tsaras tsara, where the iser to the mace is not because he's the baal, but because he's the bayal. A saita is asura to the baal and the bayal. So let's imagine this case. Ruvain is mezana with an aishas ish. The man that she was mezana with dies. Ruvain is not allowed to marry that woman because of the iser bayal, but any of the other brothers is allowed to marry. So let's imagine, right? I mean, I can certainly marry. In other words, I can't marry a saita that's usher to my brother as baal because she would be a grusha of my brother. But in this case, she was never married to my brother, so I could certainly marry her even though my brother was the bayal. So let's say in such a case where then one of Reuven's brothers marries this woman that has a din saita to the brother. So in such a case, under the svara, that so under that circumstance, Reuven could not be miyabim this woman because she is usher labayil, but any of his other brothers could, because the svara that if it's a saita labal, once it's ushered to the baal, so all the yavam and marasar, because they take over the ishes. But here, fakert, the guy who died, that brother was allowed to marry. So there will be zika vis-a-vis the other brothers. It's only going to be ushered to the baal. And memela, the baal will have a din of tsara, and the other brothers could be miyavim, so there would be tsara tsara. So Taisa says, Akasha, in the case of saita labayala, it would be shayach tsara tsara. So Tysus gives a very important additional halacha we need to know. Tysus says that the iser of saita labai Allah is not erva. That when the Torah says the word tuma ka'arayais, that is only the iser of saita labal. The iser of saita labayal is stamalav. Stamalav. And if it's stamalav, it's not going to answer the tzorah. And you'd even need chalitza.
He can give chalitza. But the one bayal can give chalitza, he can't be avim, but he can't give...
The bayal can give chalitza, yes, yeah, so he can give, and he must give chalitza if he's the only brother.
If the only
brother,
yeah.
Right, so that's Tysus's chiddush. Now,
wait a second, yeah. If the bayal is his brother, no, if the bayal is his brother, he couldn't run anywhere.
Why not?
The case
is, Ruvain was mezana with a woman, so she's forbidden to him as boa.
Right.
Shimon marries that woman.
Right. Yeah.
Shimon dies. So Reuven cannot be miyaben because there's nisr of saita labayal, but since that's not tuma ki arayais, Reuven would have to give chalitza. And since Reuven would have to give chalitza, the tzara wouldn't be usher either. Reuven could even be miyaben the tzara.
Yeah, just
if Reuven's brother Shimon married the Saita and has another wife, so the Saita would be Chayevis and Chalitza, and Reuven could actually give the Chalitza, and Reuven could even be Miyabim, the Tzorah. Because logically, it's only allowed. We have a special din of Tuma Ksiba Karayos, but that only applies to Gabi the Yisr of Baal, it does not apply to Gabi the Yisr
of Baal. But another case is just a little, just the way Rabbi said, if the brother was the boil, you know, it's when during the chayav of the brother, if the brother was the actual boil, then she was a sota because she was miyach with the brother.
Oh, then the brother would have his own Yisr. He couldn't be miyach.
So would that override?
Firstly, he's also over on HSH. If he's Mazana, if a brother is Mazana with his brother's wife, in addition to Saita, he's over on HSH.
Is it much more of a love? Right?
So certainly she would be Yisr to him. I'm talking about if one of the brothers has an Yisr of this woman, because Saita Labayel, that does not affect the other.
But is he required to Kalitza?
Yeah, he is.
No, in case I was imagining, he'd be required. Then the guy dies. The first brother died. He was.
In other words, if a man is Mazana with his brother's wife, and there's an Yisr Bayel, is he required to do chalitza? I would say yes. I would say yes.
Even though it's even though he is his problem, his Yisr of.
Yeah, but what Yisr does he have? He only has the Yisr of Bayel. He has the. If a man is Mazana with his brother's wife, and then his brother dies, the Yisr that's preventing him from doing Yivam is the Yisr Bayel. There's no other Yisr. I have to stand corrected. Not only does he have the Yisr Bayel, but since his brother, the Mace, had the Yisr Bayel, that would be a regular, in other words, like this.
It's being a stuma.
What's the difference if the Mace's wife is Mazana with another guy or Mazana with the brother? So that's going to be an Yisr of Saita Labal that will go over to the brothers.
And then
there wouldn't be even more chalitza. That's correct. And not only would she be ushered to the guy that was Bayler, but she'd be ushered to all the brothers.
Because
in other words, Saita Labayel doesn't take away Saita Labayel. But the case I gave you was that she was not a Saita Labayel to the maid. So it was only an Yisr of Bayel. Okay. Alrighty. I'm sorry. They have to correct it. Let's go right here. Again, some of this we could go through relatively quickly, but nothing is ever absolutely crushing. Again, the riff again splits the Mishnah into three parts. This is the third part of the first Mishnah. Ketzad, Imesu, Hain, Sarasein, Mutaris. Right? What is the case that if the Erva dies, that Sar is Mutar? Aisa, Bita, Yoachas, Mikola, Raya, So Eilu, Nesua, Liachiv. Right? A brother married his niece. A brother married the daughter of his brother, Velo, Isha, Acheres, and the guy that married his niece has another wife. Umesa, Bita. And the daughter died. O Nisgarsha. Or the daughter was divorced. V'achar kach meis achiv. So then when the brother dies, his co-wife was not married to the erva at the time of the yibam. So in such a case, the father of the daughter could marry the tzara. Tzarasa muteres, right? That's pashat, that's meisu o niskarshu. Then the Mishnah says, v'chol sheyechayla lamayin v'loimiyana tzarasa cheleses. So what's Yechayla L'mayin? Let's say the case is that brother marries a katana, brother marries Bitay of the other brother while she's a katana, but because she's a Yisayma B'chaye O'av, because she had been married previously and divorced, it's a Kedushe Miyan. Now, if she is Mima Enes in the lifetime of her husband, the Tsaras Erva is going to be Mutter. But if she's not Mima Enes, even though she could have been Mima Enes, since Bishas Nefila, it appeared as if she was married, so the Tsara is going to be forbidden, but she's not going to be Putter from Chalitza, simply because the Haraisa Mian is not a condition. So now there's the Haraisa, the Tsara is a Kuka.
Yeah.
So the most we could say is the Chumra of Nireis, Ketsaras Erva, can only forbid Yibam, it will not forbid Chalitza. So that's called Sheyechayla L'mayin V'lo Mina. Again, the Rif will actually go on this a little bit to clarify some Nekudas. Okay, so let's see with the Gemara that he brings. Loishna Giresh Lipsaif Kanas. Loishna Kanas Lipsaif Giresh Sarasim Uteris. So this is an important bit of information. Theoretically, without the Mishnah, you could have learned this way. The Mishnah says that the death of the erva or the gershon of the erva matters the tzara. Now, if you took it to an extreme, maybe that just means if the erva was divorced or the erva died and then he married the tzara, so the tzara was never a co-wife. That's called giresh b'lipsayf kanas. So that's gor pashut. That's gor pashut. If before I even marry the co-wife, the erva already died or was divorced, she never was a tzara's erva. Aber zakti gemara, that's not what the Mishnah says. When the Mishnah says that mesu v'skarshu, the tzara's mutter, that is not only if it's giresh or mesa v'lipsayf kanas, but even if it's kanas, so they were tzara's, v'lipsayf giresh or mesa, as long as the erva was not with the tzara at the time of nefilah. Right? So that's the chiddush. Leishna giresh lipsayf kanas, leishna kanas lipsayf giresh. So rasa muteris. Now again, the emphasis it is actually a machlokes in Gemara. The Rif doesn't even bring the other one, the Amar, because the Rif says that lahalacha, the only thing we care about is shas nefilah. We do not care about their existence together at any time prior to shas nefilah. Now, then we go back to this last lock, which we're going to now clarify some more. What is Yechayla Lamayin V'Laimiyana? So that means what? Bottom line, if the Erva was a Katana, and she could have been Mima Enes, but she was not Mima Enes B'Shas Nefila, in other words, Yechayla Lamayin, she could have been Mima Enes, and she wasn't, so the Tzora is a Tzoras Erva Midrabanan, and a Tzoras Erva Midrabanan needs Chalitza. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, Frekti Gemara Akasha, what do you mean? Amai, Timoin Hashta. What's the problem? Tell
you're
the Katana,
the
even though it's after the death of the husband, let her do post-mortem miyun.
Do they have
a... Yeah, we'll see. And what would that do? Vitakrinu Linisuin Kamoi. Now again, we discussed this, and again, we'll see a little more, because I want to show you a shtickle, really, Gemara that the Rif brings in the 13th parak. We were debating. Apparently, the Gemara is saying there is such a thing as post-mortem mi, and actually the Mishnah says it. Now, the question we were clearing was, what does it mean to do mi after the death of the husband? Is it the pshat, it's an akiras zika? Or is it an Akira of the original Kedusha? Now, normally, if she's Mamanis in the lifetime of her husband, we know what that is. That is an Akira of the Kedusha in Lamafreya. It is an annulment. It is not a Gershon. And the Lahalacha, that actually means that when a woman is Mamanis, she is Mutter.
To a Kohen.
Not for Yibam. She can marry his brother. She can marry his father. Because she
never married a Kohen.
But she can marry a Kohen. She was never married. Now, the question is, that's Mion in the lifetime of a husband. What does it mean to be Mayan after the husband dies? So you see, at least from the way, I want to see if the Gemara uses this Lashon. This Lashon, Timayin Hashta Vitakrinu Linisuin Kamoi. Is that the Gemara or is that the Rif? What does the Gemara say? This is where? Gimel. Because if it's the Rif Seisafa, he's taking a position.
Tima and Hashta. No, he had it.
He has it. This is very significant.
But Tima and Hashta, but Tisyamu.
Yeah. Okay, so this is very interesting. Because you could clear, right? You see how the Rif doesn't even make a dramatic point of this, just throws it in there, that you can clear what is the mechanism of Mion after the death of the husband. The simplest shot is exactly what the Rif says, actually. In other words, if she was never... In other words, this lama a get you can't do after Misa, because there's no one to give a get. But annulment, lama freya, why not? I mean, if the pshat is, when she says she doesn't want, she was never married, so let that be after Misa, too. So the Rif is learning that the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's Kasha is that Mion after Misa is an Akira of Kedushin Rishayim. And we did see that the Lashon of Rashi was a little mashma in a different context, that Mion after Misa is an Akira of the Zika. Okay, but let's go with the Rif.
But we'll there's no other brother. I mean, there is no Zika. There's no husband. And now she wants to marry a Kohen. She goes to the Beis Din and says,
If it's only an Akira of the Zika, she could not marry a Kohen.
Right, but
No, that's not true. She would be an Almana. An Almana can marry a Kohen.
Even assuming that
she couldn't marry Craig, meaning like this.
Uh-huh.
If I say you're Iker the Kedushin and Rishayim,
never was anything.
Then there never was anything. If on the other hand she was married, she couldn't marry the father. She couldn't marry.
Is it possible? Let's say she, for whatever reason. Okay, we're assuming he's going. She's only being mine on the Kedushin. For whatever reason, if she wanted the dafka to mine the Zika, is that still a possibility?
So it could be. I don't know. It could be that the Rif holds. There's no such thing as being mamayin bezika, because what do you mean Zika? Zika is not something you created. In other words, she could be mamayin on a maisa kedushin. She can't be, and the male of the Zika goes on. So one second. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is, let's go with the Rif first, just to follow the Rif sequence. The Gemara asks the Kasha, let the erva be mema'enes after the death of her husband, her uncle, if it's case of Bitai, b'takrinu l'nesuin kamoi. So she was never married to the mace. Memela tisyabem the tzora, should therefore have Yibam, because that's if Lamafreya there was an Akira, the Tsara was never a Tsaras Erva, of the Sam Tsarasa, yeah. So what do you see from that? So Lema, Falachaira, Lema, Misayaya Lay, Ravashia. A Bazai, our Mishnah, is a Raya to Ravashia. What does Ravashia say? The Amar Baparak Beit Shammai, that's the 13th Beit Shammai Yimrim. Aim Memanin. Ela arusais mimaenes b'mamorai v'ein mimaenes b'zikase. Okay. One second. Look at the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the 13th parak for a moment. One second. The 13th parak are all the halakhos of meal. You have to see at least the Mishnah and a little bit of the Gemara.
Kufzayin.
Yeah, Kufzayin. B'shama Yimrim, Ein Mamanis Arusais, Be'Silel Yimrim, Arusais in the Suas. Okay, this is a separate principle. According to B'Shamai, the whole Takana of Mion only applies to an Arusa. Once she is in the Sua, even though she's a Katana Mamish, there is no Mion. Beis Hillel says no, arusais unasuais. That's not. Second machlokes, and that's the question of what this means. Beis Shammai Yimrim, Babal, v'loy biyava. So according to Beis Shammai, there's taka no such thing as Mion after the husband dies. Beis Shammai says, Mion can only be Babal and not be Yavam. So according to Beis Shammai, there's no kasha of Yechadu Lamayim, but we don't pass on him. Beis Hillel Yimrim, the Balu Biyama. So the concept that there can be Mion after the person dies to get out of Yibum is actually Beis Hillel's concept. But the question is, we now have a Machlekes in the Gemara, Amayraim, what does Beis Hillel mean, Mima'enes Bebal Ubiyama?
Or even if she never had, there is no brother, and she's just Beis Din. She goes to the Beis Din and says, I don't want my marriage to have counted anything.
Well, we'll see. That would depend. That would actually depend on yeah. What you're saying would depend on how we understand Mema'enes Babalu Biyavam. So look down in the Gemara a little bit. The two dots, five lines from the bottom. What does it mean, Babalu Biyavam? Omar Rabbi Aishia, Mima'enes l'mamare, v'eina mima'enes l'zikase. According to Rav Ishia, what that means is the following. Rav Ishia learns two things. This is a third possibility we didn't even consider. Number one, a woman cannot be mima'enes in her kedushin once the husband died. Number two, a woman cannot be mima'enes to be mafkia zika, because that's not anything that was, that's the Torah puts. The only thing a woman can do is, if one of the yavamim was makadesher with kesev or shtar, and that is called maimer, because it's dibor, and that's a chiyav drabanan. It's a chiyav drabanan, it's not a daraisa, that before you have bia with the yavama, you're supposed to make maimer. And because it looks like a kedushin, then midrabanan, if he's going to free her, in addition to chalitza, which she requires, daraisa, he has to give her a get. Once she's a balas maimer, she needs a get. So it says, if she's a katana, kedushin maimer is not going to be more chamor than kedushin drabanan. And mimela, kishem that she could be mima'enes in her late husband, she could be mima'enes in the mimer of this guy, which would mean she would not need a get, she would only require chalitza, and in addition, other brothers could be miyabim, because normally that rule is, once one brother does mimer, yeah, since she needs a get, that would passel her and the other brothers, but if she's mima'enes. So according to Rav Ishia, this is a very, very limited halacha. The kayach of mion is nothing more than an akiras mimer. That's all. It does not. It's not oikar kedushin or rishayim, and it's not oikar zika. So for shteitzach, in such a case, if you have a bita that was yechaylo lamayim, she was yechaylo lamayim below miyana, of course the tzara is going to be asher because she has no ability to be mimayenes, as it were, to get out of the kedushin or the zika. Okay. Now that's Rav Ishia. And then the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Chista, my time at Rav Ishia, Maimer Demidaita, Matzia Okra. Mion only helps for things, although simply she's a katana, so I have to have her heard that, but it means that normally a transaction that is totally andas, that is what Mion is like, but Zika de Balkorcha, Lo Matzi Okra. So the Gemara says, Ay, Arabia, the Bal Karcha Matzi Okra. In other words, if he was, what is that going at? Matzi, what did Rashi say? Bia the Bal Karcha Yavam Bal Karcha. A Yavam could be kind of Bal Karcha. Kedama Vayu Vimte Yavam a Yavu Aleha Matzi Okra. Really, in the Havim, you're going to say that? One second. That she could be Mima'enis in the Bia. Tahamri beis hillel, mema'enes biyavam, dumi adabal. But for Kira, that's what Rav Ishia is saying.
But the raisa lets her be, does it make her
no,
wife?
That, but that's
nothing,
the whole, right? One second, that's the whole point though. When Rav Ishia says, mema'enes l'mamara, v'eina mema'enes l'zikase, is he saying even if the yavam is kindest, she can be mema'enes? I mean, That's very strange. I mean, I can tell you that he'd be saying that. I would talk to assume that once he did Yibam, I mean, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara is asking like this. If Rav Ishia is saying, Mian only helps when something is Midata, and not when it's Balkarcha, L'chaira, the Bia of a Yavam can be Balkarcha, and yet she could be Mimma'as. The Gemara is asking, like Rav Ishia, she could be mima'enes. Uh-huh. And Rashi says that means shelo, right? The number base shelo tehe sericha get lebiasai.
In other words, Kona. It's not Kona with the bia from the.
Well, he's kinda, but she could be. In other words, she could be Iker even his bia. How do you know? Because Amri base hilo mima'enes biyavam dumi adaba.
No,
no, we're all going in Beis Hillel there. I don't hear. In other words, according to this, the Gemara understands that Maimer, like Rav Ishia, cannot be Iker Kedushin HaRishayim after death. Maimer cannot be Iker Zika. But Maimer could be Iker. Mian can be Iker Maimer and the Yibam that has a bit, and the Yibam that comes after Maimer, because we treat, Rashi says, Maimer like we would treat Kiddushin. Just like Beis Hillel says, by Kiddushin, we say that the woman could be Mama'enis, both as an Arusa as an Asua. So we would say by a Bailas Maimer, that's a very big stretch.
And now that she does it, just the Rabbanim, she marries
the Yavam.
It's also the Rabbanim. So maybe...
I understand. It's not impossible. Because the Kinyan Yibam is Vadai Rabbanim, because the Kedushin is Rabbanim. Yeah, but that's interesting. In other words, it's a little more than we thought. You see from the next line in the Gemara, actually, we have to look at the next line, is that when it says, she could be Mema'enes B'ma'amorai, it even means she could be Mema'enes in the Yibam that came after the Maimer that she doesn't need a get. But where will that leave her? That will still leave her, according to Rav Ishia, in a state of Zika. In other words, she's not Iker the Kedushin or Rishayim or the Zika. So she needs Chalitza, maybe even from the guy that did Maimer.
Or Yibam.
Even from other brothers, and maybe even Yibam from him. He could be Miyabim again, if she wants, but she doesn't want. She doesn't.
How many times can you do this? Can you just keep doing it?
Okay, I don't know.
But once there was a Bia, he would be Koner, and then she could be.
That's correct. Since Beis Shammai says after Bia, there's no Mian. Right. And there's essentially.
Only the Maimer itself.
Essentially, we're treating Maimer as we treat Kedushin. And therefore, any Mian, the way Mian would work for Kedushin, Mian works for Maimer. But the point basically is that according to Rav Ishia, she can only be Iker, the specific relationship that the Yavam is making with her through Maimer and even a subsequent Yibam. But you cannot be Iker the Zika, you cannot be Iker Kedushin and Rishayim. So the Gemara wants to say, back in the first Berak, the Gemara wants to say, since our Mishnah says that the Tzara is not mutter by the Erva being Mema'enes afterwards, that's a Raya like Rav Ishia, that Mian is not like your Kedushin HaRishayim. Because if Mian is like your Kedushin HaRishayim, you should be able to be Miyabim the Tzara. Like Rav Ishia, we understand very well why you can't be Miyabim the Tzara, right? Now, I want to show you the other Mandiyama, though. Now, this is Rav Ishia. But let's look at the other one. We'll go down a little bit. Ula Amar. Yes, three lines on Kupsayin and Mibes. Ula Amar. Mima'enes af lizikase. Not only can a woman be Mima'enes on Maimer and even the Yibam following the Maimer, but she could even be Mima'enes to be Iker the Zika. I believe more is Lushan. My Taima. Nisue Kamor. Yes, so it's not the Rish Lushan. The Sue Kamoi Ko'okra. So L'chaira, at this point at least, the Gemara seems to say that the reason Mian helps to be Mafkia Zika is not because it directly attacks Zika. Zika cannot be attacked. But it's Oker, the original Kedushin, Nisuin. And since it's Oker, the original Nisuin, so Memela, she was never married to the brother. If she was never married to the brother, there's no Zika to the other brothers.
What about the Kedushin?
Which Kedushin?
It's only the Nisuin and not the Kedushin?
Well, the Lashon of the Gemara is it's Iker the Nisuin, but L'chara it means it's Iker the Kedushin.
Then it would be the same as...
Yeah, why doesn't the Gemara... Why does the Gemara say... I don't know, that's a good question. technically, Iker Nisuin Kamai wouldn't be enough. You have to be Iker the Kedushin Kamai, but... I don't have it there. It's a good aura, but l'chara we understand it as an akira l'mafreya of everything. So one second. So the Gemara then asked. This is the shtickle. Again, the Gemara asked it on Yud Gimel and asked it here. Esvei Rava La'ula. You can read it in the Gemara. Kol shiachaylu l'mayim v'lo miyanat sarasa choletzes v'lo misyabemes v'yamai timoyin hashta v'takrinu v'nesuei kamoy. So here it says that question. V'tisyabem sarasa. So bish, again, so bish, like Rabbi Ishiya, it's good. But like Gula, let her be Iker, and Mamela, let it be Mutter. So the Gemara's teretz is, Tsaras Erva Shiny. When it's a Tsaras Erva, it's different, meaning like this. Normally, we talk a say, in other words, if you'd stop, you stop as I have a Yavama. You have a Yavama that has Kedushay Miyan. She could be Mima'enes. After the death of her husband, she could be Iker, the Kedushin Kamoi, and she wouldn't even need Chalitza. She wouldn't need Chalitza. But where she's an Erva, and you want to use that Tzvara to Makir the Tzvara, we have a different Gezerah Drabbana. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Miena Babal, Buteres Liyaviv. Right? Normally, if a woman is Mimaenes, Babal,
no relation.
Right? That's her husband, while he's alive. She could marry his father because she was never married to the son. It's not called kalasai. The yisur of a father marrying his son's wife would be kalasai. If she's mema'enes, she's not a kalasai. But biyavam asura liyavam, meaning even like ula. That she could be Iker, right? She could be Iker the Kedushin Lamafreya. If she does it after the death of her husband, she is forbidden in the relationships. Why? Alma, Bishas Nafila, Neres Kekalasa. Ebazai, Hachanami, Bishas Nafila, Neres Kitsaras Bita. Of course, it's a different, little bit of a different Gzera, but what's the Gzera? The Gzera is that you see from Rami Bar Yecheskel, when a Yavama, it's not a Nerva, Yavama is Mima'enes. She's not allowed to marry the relatives of her husband because Bishas Nefila, it looked as if she was married and therefore she was Kalasa. So the same thing, if Shas Nefila, it looked like it's Saras Erva, it's not going to be Mutter afterwards. So the thing I don't understand is this. I mean, L'chara like this. So what's the chilk? I mean, let's take Ula's etzem halacha. Ula says you can do miyan after the death of the husband. What does that mean practically? That means practically that if a woman is a yavama, let's say she's a single yavama, no tzara. So a woman is a yavama, kedushay miyan, husband dies, she is mema'enes biyavam. We say that that's an akira of the kedushin of rishayim, and she doesn't need chalitza. Well, why don't you say, what do you mean you don't need chalitza? Bishas nefila. I mean, if you're telling me bishas nefila, she looked like Eishes Ochid, and that is why she cannot marry her father-in-law, and that is why the Tzaras Erev is Azer, then for care, then Ula's din shouldn't apply at all. Bishas nefila, she looked like a Yavama. If bishas nefila, she looked like a Yavama, she needs chalitza. How can you matri Yavama l'shuk? In other words, why don't you make the same gezera in Ula's very case? Ula is permitting something, but we're then told he doesn't permit it in the case of Erev and Tzaras Erev. So why does he permit it in his own case?
It's a Morrisayan thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I understand, but what's the Morrisayan? She looked
people
like...
People will think that you can...
marry a Tzaras Erev. People will think you can marry Kalasa. People will think you can marry Yavama L'shuk. In other words, Mimaenis L'zikas, I mean... Now, so the answer would be, and this is what Rashi said, it was Meravis, the answer would be that what people don't understand is this. People think that when you do Miyun, this is what people will think, when you do Miyun after death, it is not a lamafreya annulment,
right,
but it resembles a chalitza, a direct rejection of the yavam. So lagabe chalitza, there's not a problem because they know that in order to be released, you need some type of ceremony of release. So good. So there's bishas nefila. She looked like an eishes ach, but she got the equivalent of chalitza. But since people look at post-mortem miyam as a form of chalitza, as opposed to annulment, then you have the problem, b'shas nefila, it looks like kalasai, and b'shas nefila, it looks like tzores erva. In other words, that's the getter. The maris ayin is not that they will be ignorant of mian. The maris ayin is they will teach up that mian is like a chalitza. Mian is like a release, but it's not a lamafreya dika akira. So legabe release, that's not a problem, because as long as people know you need a release, so they'll know you'll need chalitza. Mian is okay for a katana. Now, people are not going to confuse and say, oh, if a katana could do mian, a gedola could do mian. People know that mian, I mean, I've got to say, by every manis. You can say by every manis, how could it be mian? People think she's an exorcist and you need a get. And the answer is, people know. Katanas have mian, gedolos have get. That's not the source of confusion. The question is simply, will they construe mian as a lamafreya akira? Or will they just look at it as mikana laba? And that's the mistake. When it happens after the death of the husband, people are going to look at it as mikana lahaba, and if that's the case, the tzaras erva was usher b'shas nefila. Kalas, right? So that's why we have to make this erva. As opposed to patring her from chalitza, that's not a problem, because people know there was a release ceremony, and they're not going to confuse and think that a gedola needs only mian instead of red. So that's the pashas how you learn. But be this may, it does seem clear from the Gemara. It does seem clear from the Gemara itself, the Lashon of the Gemara itself, that according to Ula, when it says Mima Enes Biyavam, she's Mes Biyavam, she's not directly Mima Enes Biyavam, she is being Eiker, the Kedushin, I mean, the Gemara's Lashon, she's Eiker, the Kedushin, the Rishayim. Now, this would have implications in other areas. Let's forget about Tzores Erva for a moment. Instead of asking, what is the impact of the Mima Enes on the Tzores? Let's ask, what is the impact of Mion on the woman herself? Now, according to Rabbi Shi, it's clear she has Zika. According to Ula, what would be the halacha if a woman is Mima Enes, Biyava? Are the other brothers allowed to marry her? Right? Are they allowed to marry her?
So, why not? So
if you look in the next thing, look in the next line. Amar Rav. You see, you have to know some of this. You need this background to understand this. Amar Rav, Miana Bazeh Asura Lazeh Midi Dehave Abaylas Get Baylas Haget Lav Kivin De Isisra Lalachad Isra Lokulu. So, what does Rav say? Rav says, once a woman is Mima Enes, even though the reason for her Mian is she doesn't like this brother, but once she's Mima Enes, this is after Misa, she is forbidden to any of the brothers, because Rav compares it, Mian, to a man giving a get. If one brother gives a get, the get doesn't mean anything, she's just like chalitza. Now again, Rav actually fits the paradigm of the Gezeira of Rami Bar Yechezkel, because what was Rami Bar Yechezkel's point? People will look at Mion, not Mion after death, not as a Lemafreya Akira, they will look at it as a release. Now, the halacha is, if one brother, gives a release of chalitza or a release of get, that does asher her on the other brothers. In other words, the only svar that would matter to the other brothers would be if the mafreya, you were eiker the kedusha. But if the pshat is, when it's done after Misa, people don't look at it like elamafreya dika akira. So Mamela, that's why he compares it to a Baila Saget. I released her, or she released herself through a Mian ceremony, but if people look at it like a chalitza, or like some type of release, prospective release, that's going to ask her. That's based on the din of Kivin Shalai Bada Shaluyinim, meaning once a Yavam does anything to show that he doesn't want to be Miyavam, this woman, either chalitza or even a get without chalitza. Of course, if he gives chalitza, do raisa, they can't be Miyavam her. If he gives her a get, midrabanan, nobody can be miyavim. So that's Rav. So Rav is consistent. The same gezeirah that says that saras habas is not going to be mutter through miyun, and the same gezeirah that says that the mamaenis cannot marry the father would say the other brothers cannot be miyavim either, because we will look at miyun, post mortem miyun, not as an akira lamafreya, but as a stame release. Now that's Rav. Now we don't pass Makar. What does Shmuel say?
Why can't we say that it's just stame since Mar Zion? That since this is Mian is being done to Chalitza, so they'll think that it's that Mian has the same din as Chalitza, and therefore.
That's basically it. In other words, it's not Eikelim Afreya, because if it would be Eikelim Afreya, then why can't the brother marry? It was never an Aishas off to begin. Yeah. What does Shmuel say, though? Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, Miyana Bazeh,
turn the other brother.
Muteris Lizeh. That when a katana is Mima Enes, now, like Rav Aishia, that would make perfect sense because you're only Mima, but we're going in Ula now. We paskin like Ula. That even though I'm sorry, she's Mema'ena, she's Oiker the Kedushin, Arishainim Lema'freya. The other brothers...
She's not Nisha's son.
No, you have to understand, when I say the other brothers are Mutaras, it's not Mitam Yiba.
Regular Kedushin, because she's like a Zara.
Because she's not Sakuka, even Rabbanan, because the Kedushin...
Marry anybody she wants.
But Memela, since she was never married to the brother,
the
Mian of them didn't do anything more than be Oiker Lema'freya. She is muteris to the other brothers. Now the question is on Shmuel, well, why should that be so? The same way we have a gezeira, b'shas nefila, nires, kitsaras habas, b'shas nefila, nires, kikalasa, so b'shas nefila, it's nires like a yavama that got the equivalent of a get. In other words, in a way, Rav's story is very consistent with the gezeiros that we make. It's harder to understand Shmuel, but the Gemara goes down and says that Shmuel does not consider this miyum to be equivalent to a get. Lo damia le bailas a get. Bailas a get hu de ka'avid. Hacha hi ka'avdaba de amra lo ra'ina bach. Lo tzavina bach. Bach hu de lo ra'ina. Cha b'chagracha.
She has to make miyun to somebody, or she can just make it in the basin?
She does it in front of the basin,
there seems to be
a contradiction in our description of what miyun abiyava means. On one hand, Ula said miyun biyava is oikir kedushin arishayna.
So why is he yavam?
But then we describe her as saying, it is you, the Yavam, I don't want, but I'm perfectly happy to be with everybody else. So is Mian a Biyavam a Mian in the Yavam? Or is it a Mian in the Kedushin? Or does the Gemara mean, and maybe this is the simplest shot, that she is Iker the Kedushin Arishainim in order not to get stuck with this guy? Meaning to say, the actual reason for the Mian is she doesn't like this guy, But she can't be Iker, right? She can't be Iker, this the Zika of this guy. So the only way she gets out of this guy is by being Iker the Kedushin.
But then when she gets old, she can marry that one anyway.
There's a third Shita. There's a third Shita. Rav Asi Amar, Miyana Bozeh Muteres Afilu Lo. So we actually have three different Shitas here. Rav Shita is that once she is Mima'enes, none of the brothers can ever marry her. We have Shmuel Shita is that it is only the brother to whom she was Mima'en that cannot marry her, because he's like the one who gave a chalitza or a get. And the third Shita is that if Mian is Iker everything, that also makes sense. If Mian is Iker everything, she was never married to anybody, so what's going to be the issue?
Yeah, she can marry.
What about the gezeira of neres? Right. So what do you do with neres on that?
Okay, she doesn't have to ask the brother. She just said, "I want to okay at my original marriage." And she goes, "So the bed, none of the brothers come to the bed."
Well, the brothers don't have to be in. No, the brothers.
Right.
Don't
you just say, "I don't want to go."
She has to declare it in front of a bed.
Right, but not in front of him.
Yeah, you don't need it in front of the brothers. Yeah, you don't.
So
need, you don't need
who's to say which brother it is? I mean, you know, of any of the brothers. She didn't say you. I don't want. She just said,
"Well, I don't know." In Swara, you're right. I don't see any reason why she has to give a reason for me. Meaning, she doesn't have to say I don't like Reuven and therefore I want to be Mamayin in my first condition. She could just say I want to be Mamayin in my first condition. But that's the question. The question is so Yibam is irrelevant to me. Meaning, according to Hula that we pass him by, in terms of the dynamics, she's Iker Lamafreya. Iker Lamafreya. So there's no Yibam at all. But the other brothers, according to Shmuel, we pass him by Shmuel, can marry her because, since she was never married, so Mamela, they have no Isra of Eishesach, no Isra of Chalutza, no Isra of Balas again. Now, so the question is, though, according to Shmuel, let's take each thing separately. Two questions on Shmuel. Number one, why don't you make the gezeira that Bishas Nefila looked like a chalutza? That would answer to the other brothers. That's question number one. Question number two is asking the other way around. That is, if Me'ezetam Shiyia, Shmuel is not geizer, because you look at it as a retroactive annulment, then why is he himself forbidden? And indeed, that's Ravasi's svara. See, we can see in Svara Ravasi, and we can see in Svara Rav. Rav makes the gezeira that it looks like chalitza, so that's why she's usher to everybody. And Ravasi looks at it as retroactive annulment, and that's why she's mutter to everybody. Okay, we can understand that, although why doesn't he make
Shmuel,
gezeira?
She just went
but
the
problem is Shmuel, if Shmuel looks at it as a retroactive annulment, legabe the brothers, then why don't we look at it as a retroactive annulment, legabe him, the one that she doesn't like, and even he would be able to marry her, right? So Mimanushach, Shmuel looks at it like a chalitza, legabe the guy.
How do we know which one she doesn't want?
Or you assume the gadol.
So here's
nobody says anything.
Well, the way we would know it is if that's what she said. The question is, what if she didn't
why
say?
Why does she have to say anything?
Well, maybe she doesn't have to say anything.
Right.
So what would be? How would we understand? What would? Okay, that's another question. What would be if she didn't say anything? She just says, "I am Iker, the Nesu'in Arishinim." What would I say there? Would I say she's butcher to the brothers or she's usher to the brothers? I don't know how you look at it. Do you say, "Oh, since I didn't say there's a brother I don't like, Mimela, I'm butcher with everybody," or do you say that if I didn't say which brother, it means I don't want any of these guys? That's
why she'd be usher to the gadol.
It's all going to be answer the question. How she wants sense, why that comes down.
I mean, apparently, the Gemara is giving you a case, I guess, which would be the normal case, that normally the trigger, I mean, why is she even a menace after the husband's dead, the nafkamina? I mean, the nafkamina is that she doesn't want to be stuck with somebody.
Right.
So the Gemara is not telling me what she has to say, the Gemara is telling me what she will say. And she will normally connect it to a yavam.
Okay.
And when she does that, even if she didn't have to, we have a three-way machlokas, what will be the impact?
It's too young to get married.
Nafkamina, she says.
I understand. So
I'd like to pick my own husband instead of having somebody else pick it for me.
So that's my question. So my question would be, would that be considered being Mimahenes in each of the Yavamin, or is that considered being Mimahenes in none of the Yavamin?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know which way you go. You're correct. In that case, Shmuel would have no... See, Shmuel couldn't work it out there. In other words, if she didn't identify a specific guy... then you can't be mechalek between a specific guy and everybody else, because everybody's in the same boat. But I'm not sure if you would apply Ravasi or Rav.
And similarly, if she said, what is it, lo ba'ina, lo ra'ina b'chu, she said to all of them, I don't want any of you.
Then she would be...
also Shmuel's not going to work, according to the...
That's correct. That's
the same case as saying I'm Okel and Mefreya? No. Here, that's the other case. There she's making them all into that guy.
That's what I'm saying. In other words, I'm not sure. I think it's clear if she said, I don't want any of you guys, then Avada, according to Shmuel, she would be usher to all of them. According to Shmuel, because Shmuel says,
right.
Whoever she is.
Right. The
but if she just wants to be Akela Mafreya, it could be Shmuel would be Maida. She's much of everybody. And maybe, Rav would not. Because Rav would not.
No, right.
Yeah. So again, so we have to be Mazbir. We'll have to leave this. We're going to have to be Mazbir exactly what our Gezeris are here. Because you know, we're not stum, as I say. We could have just taken the position that Mian after Misa, you know, never helps because B'shas Nefila, she looked like a Yavam. But obviously, we're not saying that. The whole din of Ula is that even afterwards, she could be Iker Kedushin Lamafreya, and she's Pater from Chalitza. So we are Vadai saying there is such a thing as an Akira afterwards, and we're not invalidating it because of rabbinic, rabbanan teka cheshashas. But we do make a gezera by Tzara Sabas, and we do make a gezera by Kravim, like Halasai. And then we have a machlekes, if I make the gezera with Gabi the other brothers. So the question is, given the fact that all three mandiyamrim are made to the gezera of Tzara Sabas, and Kalasai, we have to be Mechalei, why don't I make a similar Gezeira Lagabi the other brothers, right? That would be the thing we have to think about. Okay, stop here. Tomorrow there's going to be another problem I have. I'll have to tell you. I have to do something with the South African group. We can have a share, but it'll be a different time.